Dear respected readers, as we embark on a profound and enlightening journey through the pages of Allah's Infinite Grace, A Message of Hope for All, Al-Baqarah Volume 2, we step into the sacred realm of the Quran, the eternal source of divine wisdom and guidance. The Quran stands as a timeless testament to the infinite grace of Allah, offering hope, solace, and illumination for all of humanity. In this volume, we encounter verses that unravel the mysteries of the universe, offer profound insights into the nature of faith, and narrate the timeless stories of prophets and their people. The Quran speaks not only to the hearts of believers but also to the seekers of truth, inspiring hope and nurturing the soul. We commence our exploration with the timeless Surah Al-Fatiha, Chapter 1, that encapsulates the essence of the Quran. In these seven verses, we find a universal prayer, an invocation of guidance, and a supplication for the straight path, setting the tone for the entire Quran. In the ensuing verses, Surah Al-Baqarah unfolds with the assurance that the Quran is a source of eternal wisdom for humanity. It begins with Surah Al-Baqarah Chapter 2, verses 1-5, which lay the foundation for our spiritual journey, emphasizing the significance of faith and guidance. These verses serve as a bridge to deeper insights that follow. As we delve into Surah Al-Baqarah Chapter 2, verses 6-12, we find a compelling narrative that warns against disbelief, portraying the consequences of turning away from Allah's guidance. It is a profound lesson on the importance of belief and righteousness. Verses 13-20 in the same chapter continue to unravel layers of divine wisdom, demonstrating the significance of recognizing Allah's signs and the importance of belief. These verses beckon us to reflect on the guidance He provides and the path to righteousness. Our journey deepens as we contemplate the message of Surah Al-Baqarah Chapter 2, verses 21-28, where the concept of submission to Allah's divine will is emphasized. The verses reveal the relationship between Adam, the angels, and Allah's guidance, reminding us of the importance of obedience and knowledge. Verse 29, a pinnacle in our journey, affirms Allah as the creator of all existence, drawing us closer to the divine and prompting us to ponder the purpose of our creation. Verses 30-38 shed light on the creation of Adam and his unique role as Allah's vicegerent on earth. The narrative about the angel's prostration to Adam highlights the divine teaching and the role of Adam in naming Allah's creation. However, the deceit of Satan that led to Adam's expulsion from paradise showcases the eternal struggle between good and evil. Verse 37 is a testament to Allah's infinite grace, illustrating His forgiveness when Adam repents. The verse encourages us to seek Allah's mercy when we falter and serves as a beacon of hope for those who turn to Him in sincere repentance. Verse 38 serves as a stark reminder of the consequences of following Satan's misleading guidance and rejecting Allah's commands. It is a lesson in understanding the consequences of one's actions. Our journey continues with verse 39, offering a choice between following divine guidance and disbelief. It provides insights into the human tendency to deviate from Allah's path and encourages believers to stay steadfast. Verses 40-48 recount Allah's favors upon the children of Israel, emphasizing the importance of remembering His blessings and upholding their covenant with Him. It underscores the significance of faithfulness, as well as the consequences of straying from Allah's path. The Quran is revealed as a confirmation of previous scriptures, as described in verse 41. The verse urges us to recognize the unified message of monotheism, connecting the Abrahamic faiths with the ultimate goal of worshipping the one true God. Verse 42 stresses the importance of discerning truth from falsehood, reminding us to uphold the truth and reject falsehood in all aspects of our lives. Verse 43 calls for submission to Allah, emphasizing the need to obey His commands with unwavering faith. This submission is the cornerstone of righteous living. The journey deepens in verse 44, offering insights into attaining help from Allah. Believers are encouraged to seek His assistance through patience, prayer, and perseverance, serving as a message of hope for those facing adversity. Verse 45 offers guidance on how to attain Allah's help by maintaining certainty in one's faith, trust in divine providence, and a sincere desire to meet Allah. Verse 46 introduces the concept of those who are certain of their meeting with Allah, highlighting the strength of their faith and devotion. It reminds us of the significance of living with the awareness of the hereafter. Verse 47 is another reminder to the children of Israel to recall Allah's favor, encouraging gratitude and faithfulness in response to His blessings. Verses 48-50 recount the history of the children of Israel and their experiences, underlining the importance of gratitude and the consequences of disbelief and ingratitude. Our journey through the Quran continues as we delve into Surah Al-Baqarah.